11. Another warning from Omega. 2.5 hours later, Omega had finished recharging the power banks. The spaceship was now fully powered and ready to go anywhere. Omega looked at the visual display screen. It showed the three humans asleep on their bunks. Miranda and Garth have made plans to kill, thought Omega to himself. As soon as Varon opens the first compartment, and Garth has a Xeron crystal in his hand, Garth is going to kill Miranda and Varon. Miranda plans to kill Garth and Varon. And what does Varon plan to do? Is he also ready to kill in order to have a Xeron crystal for himself? There is nothing that I need do. They will die on Xeron if I do not stop them. And now I am free. I do not need to stop them. Omega pressed a button on the control panel. Omega's face appeared on the visual display screen in each cabin. They each heard Omega's voice. The three humans woke up. It is time to leave. The ship is fully recharged. Garth was the first to arrive in the control room. His laser gun was fixed in his belt, ready for use. Varon's sonic key was in his pocket. A few seconds later, Miranda arrived with Varon.
Why have you brought him here?
Garth asked Miranda angrily.
We don't need him here. He can stay in his cabin until we are ready to teleport down to Xeron.
Before we go down to Xeron, we must make preparations, replied Miranda. Varon can help us to prepare.
What preparations? Asked Garth with a hard laugh.
We order Omega to take the ship back to Xeron. Then we order him to teleport us down to the strong room. I have explained before, interrupted Omega. I will not teleport you down into the Xeron strong room. I have changed the teleport controls. You will teleport yourselves.
Okay, said Garth impatiently. But it is you, Omega, who will take the ship back to Xeron. You have changed the teleport controls. What preparations do we have to make?
Omega will not steal the Xeron crystal for us, was Varon's reply. A robot cannot steal, added Omega. It is not permitted.
We have to go down to Xeron, continued Varon. We have to go into the Xeron strong room. I have to open the compartments, and you have to help me.
How can we help? Asked Garth.
You must know where the alarms are, replied Varon. And there is the secret door. You must know where the secret door is. The Xeron guards may come into the strong room at any time. You have to be prepared.
Okay, agreed Garth. We do not want to touch the alarms, and we must watch the door. Tell us where the alarms are and where the door is.
Omega, said Varon, can you show us a plan of the Xeron strongroom?
Omega pressed a switch. A plan of the Xeron strongroom appeared on the visual display screen. Varon pointed to the position of the compartments where the Xeron crystals were kept. He pointed to the position of the alarms and the wall with the sliding door.
The door is in this wall, he explained to Garth. You must stand here, near the wall, and watch the door carefully.
And I will watch you too, thought Garth to himself.
Miranda came up and looked at the plan.
Where will I stand? She asked.
You can stand near the wall here, answered Varon. You will be on the other side of the door, and you will be near Garth.
We will leave for Xeron in 7 minutes' time, Omega announced.
There's one more thing, added Varon quickly.
Something more? Asked Garth.
The sonic key, replied Varon. It needs recharging.
Recharging?
The locks on the compartments in the strong room are very strong, Varon explained. If I'm going to open them quickly, the sonic key will have to have full power.
Garth looked at Varon.
Is he planning to trick me? He thought to himself.
He turned to Omega.
Does Varon's sonic key need to be recharged? He asked.
You will need all the help you can get on Xeron, was Omega's reply. Omega was not telling a lie, but he'd not answered Garth's question. Garth took the key from his pocket.
Put the key on the control panel, said Omega.
Give it back to me when it is recharged, ordered Garth.
He put the key on the control panel in front of Omega.
I will give it to Varon when we are in the strong room, he said.
The ship will leave for Xeron in 5 minutes' time, announced Omega. Before we leave, I must give you all a warning.
You've warned us already, said Miranda.
You say that death is waiting for us on Zeron. We don't believe you.
Yes, death is waiting for you there, said Omega, but I am speaking of another warning.
Okay, Omega, said Garth. What is the other warning?
Omega looked at the visual display screen. The picture had changed. Now it showed the planet Zeron. Three spaceships were in position round the planet.
Those are the ships of the Zeron guards, explained Omega. They are powerful ships, and they are on full alert. They are watching for space invaders, and we will be the space invaders.
Isn't there anything you can do? Asked Garth.
Yes, there is something I can do, replied Omega. We now have full power in the ship. I can use this power to put a shield round the ship. They will not be able to see us through this shield.
So why are you warning us? Garth asked.
The shield needs power. A lot of power, Omega explained. I cannot keep the shield round the ship for more than 7 minutes. After 7 minutes, the power banks will have to be recharged once again. After 7 minutes, I will have to take the ship away from Zeron.
So we have 7 minutes, said Garth. Is that enough time to steal the crystals, Varon?
If the sonic key is fully charged, that'll be enough time, replied Varon.
2 minutes, announced Omega. We will leave in 2 minutes. Humans must take safety measures now. The three humans went into the safety room and swallowed the blue capsules. Then they lay down on their bunks. Omega watched them on the visual display screen. In a few seconds, they were unconscious. Omega switched on full power. The spaceship went into hyperflight back to the planet Zeron.